Trivia for Kids, where it's not just for adults anymore.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to this episode of the podcast. I'm Casey.
I'm Quinn.
Slay queen.
No.
Quinn's here.
No.
Yes.
No.
So Riz. No cap. What else do you guys say?
No.
Brooks always says, what the sigma? Your face is so red right now. She's wearing like this magenta shirt and your face is like the same color. Why am I embarrassing you? Yes, girl. Love your color. So slay. Anyway, you want to hear some slay jokes? Queen, they're so Riz.
Mom.
Totally sigma.
Stop it.
Our first joke is a classic. It comes from Lilia and Teddy.
Thank you, Lilia and Teddy.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting.
Oh! Yes! Never gets old. There's a lot of interrupting options that you have for that joke. Cow's the best. Our next joke comes from listener Nate.
Thank you, Nate.
What did the flip-flop say to the bug? Shoo! You know, like
shoes lie,
and a flip-flop is a kind of shoe.
Yes.
That's awesome. All right, our next joke comes from Abigail.
Thank you, Abigail.
What dog do vampires like?
Coffin dogs.
Bloodhounds.
Oh,
I want to have a bloodhound.
Mom.
And our last joke comes from listener Violet.
Thank you, Violet.
What did the bowling ball do once it hit all the pins down? It went on strike! Because what happens in bowling when you hit all the pins down?
You get a strike.
You get a strike! Great jokes, everybody. But now it is time for some learning and fun and laughter and trivia.
Of course.
Of course.
Here's how the show works. Trivia for Kids consists of 5 rounds with 7 questions each. We will announce the answers at the end of each round. Each new round will have a different category. After the 5th round, we will have the final exam, which will test you on the toughest questions we have covered in the previous rounds. Everyone ready? Let's get started!
Round number 1. The category is things that stink. Question 1. What vegetable typically used to flavor food dishes is known as a stinking rose? Question 2. If you have bromidosis, what part of your body stinks? Question 3. What is the name of the weasel-like animal that smells awful but was often used in making fur coats anyway? A meerkat, a mink, or a ferret? Question 4. Native to hot or arid places, what smelly bird is known to poop on its own legs in order to cool down its body temperature? A turkey vulture, a chicken vulture, or a pigeon vulture? Question 5. True or false? The smell of something can help with our memory. Question 6. What natural substance is collected from farms and spread over fields as fertilizer for crops? Question 7. What is the name of the self-contained portable restroom unit designed for use in locations without access to traditional plumbing, like construction sites or outdoor events? And now the answers to round number 1. Question 1. What vegetable is typically used to flavor food dishes and is known as a stinking rose?
Garlic.
Yes, garlic is the stinking rose. Garlic is a vegetable that belongs to the onion family. It has a pungent, spicy flavor that mellows and sweetens with cooking. Although garlic is a vegetable, it is more commonly used to flavor foods. Do you like garlic?
I like it in things. I will never eat garlic as garlic.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of people who would just, like, pop a clove of garlic. Imagine how bad your breath would be.
Ugh.
Question two. If you have bromidiosis, what part of your body stinks?
Your feet.
Yes! Bromidiosis is a common condition caused by a buildup of sweat, which leads to bacterial growth on the skin, resulting in unpleasant odors. Most cases of bromidiosis can be treated with good hygiene practices, such as washing your feet regularly, keeping them dry, and wearing clean socks. There is someone in our family who has smelly feet.
It's Brooks.
It's Brooks. Brooks has smelly feet. He's not on the podcast, so he can't yell at us. Question three. What is the name of the weasel-like animal that smells awful, but was often used in making fur coats anyway? A meerkat? A mink? Or a ferret?
I knew it was a mink. I was about to say that.
The word mink is derived from a Scandinavian term meaning smelly animal. Mink coats can develop a musty or unpleasant odor, especially if not properly stored or cleaned due to the natural scent of the mink and the potential for mold or mildew growth. If you stink like a mink, you smell somewhat like a huge pile of rotting onions.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Question four. Native to hot and or arid places, what smelly bird is known to poop on its own legs in order to cool down its body temperature? A turkey vulture, a chicken vulture, or a pigeon vulture?
A turkey vulture.
Yes, turkey vulture is the answer. Vultures smell bad enough as it is, seeing as how they have their heads buried in decomposing carcasses most of the time. They also vomit highly acidic digestive juices as a defense mechanism when they are threatened.
That is disgusting.
And they poop on their own legs to stay cool. Crazy. Poop. That must be hot. They must be desperate. Question five, true or false? The smell of something can help with our memory.
That's very true.
Absolutely. It turns out that smells or odors are more effective at triggering clear and emotional memories than visual cues, such as images or photographs. In fact, older adults can remember much older memories with a smell than with pictures or words. Isn't that cool?
That is really cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that would definitely trigger a smell for me. My grandparents' old farmhouse basement had a very particular smell that I loved. So that I feel like that would be one that if I smelled that, it would take me like right back to that old basement at the farm. You know what it looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Question six. What natural substance is collected from farms and spread over fields as fertilizer for crops?
Manure? Manure. No, that's not right.
You have the right answer.
Manure. No.
The word is manure.
Manure. I know that.
Manure, or in other words, animal poop. Whether fresh, old, or composted, it is a valuable source of nutrients for plants, including nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So especially around Iowa, where there are one, a lot of animals, and two, a lot of fields, there is a lot of manure spreading that happens in our neck of the woods. Yep, spread that poop, grow those crops. It works. Question seven, what is the name of the self-contained portable restroom unit designed for use in locations without access to traditional plumbing, like construction sites or outdoor events?
The porta potty.
Yes.
Isn't it also called like a John?
porta potty, porta john, porta loo in the UK, portable restroom. I bet they're called different things.
Portaloo.
Portaloo. That sounds like a town. I'm going to Portaloo. But they're probably called other things in other places. But when I was making this category and I thought, what is something that stinks? Porta potty was number one in my brain. Ugh. Round number two. The category is big cats. Question one. There are more of which cat species that live in captivity than live in the wild? Tigers, ocelots, or bobcats? Question two. Which of these big cats can't roar? A lion, a jaguar, or a snow leopard? Question three. True or false? A Tigon is a type of big cat. Question four. Which big cat would you not find in Africa? A jaguar, a cheetah, or a leopard? Question five. Which big cat is the only cat that lives in a group? Question six. True or false? There are no big cats that are native to North America. Question seven. Which big cat is known as the best tree climber? Round number two, answers. Question one. There are more of which big cat species that live in captivity than in the wild? Tigers, ocelots, or bobcats?
I'm going to say tigers.
Yes, it is tigers. Estimates suggest that there are over 5,000 tigers in private hands in the United States alone, with potentially 8,000 more in tiger farms in China, Laos, Thailand, and Vietnam. The worldwide wild tiger population is estimated to be around 3,900.
Only 3,900?
In the wild.
Oh my word.
And there's almost 20,000, give or take, in captivity.
Oh my word. That's crazy.
I mean, it's great that there's that many tigers, but I hate thinking of tigers in captivity. Like, not in a safe, beautiful, big, expansive place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Question two. Which of these big cats can't roar? A lion, a jaguar, or a snow leopard?
A jaguar.
Snow leopard. Snow leopards make sounds similar to those made by other large cats, including a purr, a mew, a hiss, a growl, a moan, and a yowl. However, snow leopards cannot roar due to the physiology of their throats, and instead make a non-aggressive puffing sound called a chuff. Snow leopards are not aggressive toward humans. Chuff! So that's interesting. They can make all the other sounds except roar. Question three, true or false? A Tigon is a type of big cat.
Yes, it is. It's a lion and a tiger.
It is true. A Tigon is a hybrid cat with a tiger father and a lion mother.
I knew it!
What is a lion father and a tiger mother called?
A liger.
A leger and a Tigon. That's right. So dependent upon who the mom or the dad is, it's a different name. However, I saw that it was illegal to purposefully make this happen. Tigons and ligers only happen in rare instances where, like, animals are kept together and you can't do it legally. Question four. Which big cat would you not find in Africa? A jaguar, a cheetah, or a leopard?
A leopard.
The answer is a jaguar.
You are making... Oh, yeah, because they're in the Amazon rainforest.
Jaguars are found in the wild across a wide range of Central and South American countries. from Mexico to northern Argentina with their stronghold in the Amazon rainforest.
It's like I know it, but the second I hear the question, I just like spit out an answer.
Question 5. Which big cat is the only cat that lives in groups?
Lions, right?
Lions is correct. Lions are the only big cat species that typically live in groups known as...
a pride.
Prides. While other big cats are generally solitary except for mothers and their cubs. Question 6. True or false? There are no big cats that are native to North America.
Ooh, I'm going to say true.
The answer is false. North American wildcats include two big cats, the jaguar and the cougar, and smaller wildcats like the ocelot, the jaguarundi, the bobcat, and the Canada lynx. Question 7. Which big cat is known as the best tree climber?
Jaguars.
The answer is leopard.
Oh my goodness gracious.
The leopard is wildly considered the best climber among big cats, possessing unique adaptations like lock ankle joints that allow them to climb trees and carry prey twice their weight.
Oh my.
So they lug up some big old deer or something with their jaws and claws up a tree.
Oh.
That's so impressive. Okay, parents, I've got a trivia question for you. Who do you think kids trust the most to teach them about money? Their parents, their teachers, or Taylor Swift? Sorry, Taylor, but 81% of kids said it's their parents. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns Early. April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their smart money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early's Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. Just set up tasks in the app, set a payment amount, and tick the chore off when it's done. Savings goals help kids turn saving into a habit. They can even choose their own target dates and turn on the optional auto-save feature to help them get there. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. And they get to choose from over 35 customizable card designs. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. The Acorns Early app has tons of fun, interactive courses that help kids learn about all things money. This is so important for our family right now, especially Quinn and Ren. They are getting older, and now is the time we need to teach them how to take care of their money. And Acorns app has helped so much. Ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Just head to acornsearly.com/TFK or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now, and your first month is on us. Acorns Early Card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. T's and C's apply. Monthly subscription fee starting from $5 per month unless canceled. Round number 3. The category is movies. Question 1. In The Greatest Showman, what color hair does the trapeze artist Ann Wheeler have when she's performing? Question 2. In Zombies, what is Addison's true identity? A zombie, a werewolf, or an alien? Question 3. In the Descendants movies, what accessory does Jay always wear? Question 4. What kind of animal is Willy in the movie Free Willy? A monkey, a parrot, or an orca? Question 5. In Jumanji The Next Level, Milo Walker actually stays in the Jumanji game at the end of the movie as what animal? Question 6. What is the name of the movie named after a day of the week where, because of a magical spell, a mother and daughter switch bodies and are forced to live each other's lives? Question 7. The movie The Sandlot is based around a group of young boys who play which sport? Answers to round 3. Question 1. In The Greatest Showman, what color hair does the trapeze artist Ann Wheeler have when she's performing?
Pink.
She does. She has cute pink cotton candy colored hair.
Isn't it Zendaya?
I was just going to say, who plays Ann Wheeler?
Zendaya.
Zendaya. Yes. Question 2. In Zombies, what is Addison's true identity? A zombie, a werewolf, or an alien?
An alien.
Yes, she is an alien. She finally discovers her true self as an alien, but when she finds out, the aliens won't accept her because they claim she doesn't have their spark, and she already has a lot on her plate with wanting Zed to get into the same college as her so they can stay together. Do Zed and Addison end up together in the end? Do they go to the same college and live happily ever after?
Yes.
Oh, good. I love a good happy ending. Question 3. In Descendants, what accessory does Jay always wear?
A hat.
Yeah, he always wears a beanie hat.
Whew.
You're right. Is Jay somebody's kid? Jafar's?
Yeah.
Oh. Jafar always wears a hat too. Question 4. What kind of animal is Willy in the movie Free Willy? A monkey, a parrot, or an orca?
An orca.
Yes, an orca or a killer whale. Free Willy tells the story of a young boy named Jesse who befriends a captive orca named Willy at an amusement park. The orca who played Willy in the movie's name was Kiko, and the film sparked a real-life campaign to release him and other captive orcas.
Aww.
I know a lot of you, this is from our childhood, so a lot of you parents probably have seen Free Willy.
I haven't.
You just knew?
I just knew it in my brain.
There's a picture on the movie poster of Willy, of him jumping over the wall, and Jesse is standing on the wall with his arm up. And oh. Question 5. In Jumanji The Next Level, Milo Walker actually stays in the Jumanji game at the end of the movie as what animal?
A horse with wings.
Yeah, a horse or a Pegasus. You are right. I know we've said it 100 times. We love the Jumanji movies. They're so good. Question 6. What is the name of the movie named after a day of the week where, because of a magical spell, a mother and daughter switch bodies and are forced to live each other's lives?
Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday is correct. Again, another great movie. So good. Question 7. The movie Sandlot is based around a group of young boys who play which sport?
Baseball.
Yes. One of my absolute favorite movies when I was growing up. I have seen it I don't know how many times. And you guys love it too. It's so good.
It's a really good movie.
Round number 4. The category is senses. Question 1. What insect has 30,000 eye lenses compared to a human who only has one? A horsefly, a bumblebee, or a dragonfly? Question 2. What mammal has the best hearing of all land mammals? Bats, foxes, or squirrels? Question 3. Catfish have how many times more taste buds than humans? 10 times more, 20 times more, or 30 times more? Question 4. True or false? people can have something called motion blindness, where they cannot see things move. Question 5. What is the first sense to develop in a human? Question 6. What two senses work together to create flavor for the food we eat? Question 7. True or false? Animals are able to sense natural disasters before humans are. And now the round number 4, answers. Answers.
Swas, unswas.
Question 1. What insect has 30,000 eye lenses compared to a human who only has one? A horsefly, a bumblebee, or a dragonfly?
I'm going to say a dragonfly.
You would be correct. Dragonfly eyes have some of the largest compound eyes in the insect world. Each compound eye can contain up to 30,000 lenses, which create their own image to give the dragonfly a 360-degree field of view. And who counted them? Again, who counts these things? Because I bet they knew this before AI or something. Who had to sit there and count? And how small were they? I want to know this. Question 2. What mammal has the best hearing of all land mammals? Bats, foxes, or squirrels?
I'm going to say bats.
And you would be correct. Bats are known for their exceptional hearing, which they use for echolocation, a process where they emit high-frequency sounds and listen for their echoes to navigate and find prey, even in complete darkness. Question 3. Catfish have how many times more taste buds than humans? 10 times more, 20 times more, or 30 times more?
20.
The answer is 10.
Oh.
10 times more. These taste buds are not just limited to their mouths. They are also found on their skin, fins, and barbels, or those kind of whiskery things they have. So they have taste buds all over the place. Could you imagine having taste buds more than just in your mouth? Like when you touched a fruit, you could taste it?
Oh my word.
Or like you touched a hot dog, or like...
Imagine living in the water and just tasting all that yuck, gross stuff. Well,
maybe to them it's delicious. Maybe they're like, oh yes, smorgasbord of goodness. I don't know. Question 4, true or false? People can have something called motion blindness, where they cannot see things move.
True.
It is true. They have the inability to see objects in motion, like water coming out of a faucet or cars driving away. Instead, they appear as a series of still images. Sensation of objects jumping or teleporting from one place to another.
What?
Isn't that crazy? I read that this is not like a common thing. Most of the time this happens if somebody happened to have a traumatic brain injury or something that caused damage to their brain that causes this. But yeah, instead of seeing something move, it like takes a picture and then you see the next picture. Question 5. What is the first sense to develop in a human?
I'm going to say your hearing.
That's a good guess, but the answer is touch. In the womb, a fetus is thought to experience touch before it can hear, smell, or taste. So crazy to think that a baby, when it's in its mom's tummy, can touch. I know it can hear. They say that babies can recognize their parents' voices when they are born.
Yeah.
But touch is supposedly the first one. Question 6. What two senses work together to create flavor for the food that we eat?
Ooh, flavor, sight, and taste.
The answer is taste and smell. Taste detects the 5 basic tastes: sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami. Smell detects odors, which are volatile molecules released by food and inhaled through the nose and also through the back of the mouth. When we eat, both taste and smell receptors are stimulated, and the signals are sent to the brain where they are combined together to create the perception of flavor. So I have a friend who can't smell, and her food, she says, tastes way differently than it tastes to us. So, very interesting.
What?
Question 7, true or false? Animals are able to sense natural disasters before humans are.
That's true.
It is true, yes. Round 5, the category is around the house. Question 1, though most medical professionals advise against this, cotton swabs or Q-tips are commonly used to clean which body part? Question 2. What is the main ingredient in most hand sanitizers? Chlorine, alcohol, or vinegar? Question 3. The letters AA and AAA commonly refer to what products that help many items around the house function properly? Question 4. A book blank is a good storage space around the house for books. Question 5. What is the name of the container that you should throw your dirty clothes in once you are done with them? Question 6. If your toilet clogs, what item do you use to push everything down the drain and unclog it? Question 7. What tool is used to drive nails into wood? And now the round 5 answers. And Brooks is joining us. Hi, Brooks.
Hi.
I'm so happy to see you today. Question 1. Though most medical professionals advise against this, cotton swabs or Q-tips are commonly used to clean which body parts?
Ears.
Ears is correct. Doctors say that their use usually pushes the wax further in, and there is a chance of damaging your eardrum. So instead, they recommend using a towel after showering to clean out the earwax.
What? So you shouldn't use?
You're not supposed to, because they say instead of digging the wax out, pushes it further in. And if you push too far, you could hurt your eardrum in there. We don't want to do that. So be very careful with Q-tips or cotton swabs. Question 2. What is the main ingredient of most hand sanitizers? Chlorine, alcohol, or vinegar?
Alcohol.
Yes, it is alcohol. Washing your hands with soap and warm water is one of the best ways to stop bacteria and infections. When that is not an option, however, hand sanitizer is a good way to keep your hands clean. Most commercial hand sanitizers are made with ethyl alcohol, which is very effective at killing germs. So hand sanitizer, when you don't have a sink and soap, is very important to use to keep you healthy. Question 3. The letters AA and AAA commonly refer to which product that help many items around the house function properly?
I don't know.
The answer is batteries. Batteries are an essential part of a household. They power devices like remote controls, computer mice, and flashlights. Batteries can also power items like electric toothbrushes and razors. AA batteries are slightly bigger than AAA batteries, which means that AA have a larger capacity and are used for devices that consume more energy. So the bigger the battery, the more energy needed to power the item. So a AAA you usually use in a remote. You know how our remote's really tiny and the batteries are really tiny? Those are AAAs. AAs are used in most toys. So if you have a toy that needs batteries, most of the time it's a AA size. Question 4. A book blank is a good storage space around the house for books.
Shelf?
A bookshelf or a bookcase? What do you need a new one of in your room?
Shelf.
A bookshelf. Brooks's bookshelf in his room, the shelves literally are like bent and falling over and the back has fallen off and his books are all over. That needs to be something we need to get, isn't it?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll
put it on the to-do list. Get Brooks a bookshelf. Question 5. What is the name of the container that you should throw your dirty clothes into once you are done with them?
Hamper.
Yes, it is called a hamper. You can also use a laundry basket or throw them right in the washing machine. When you take your dirty clothes off after the day, do you always throw them in the hamper? No. Where do you throw them at?
Sand.
On the floor. Yep. Most of you, Quinn, Wren, and you, throw them on the floor. And then I have to tell you to throw them into the... Throw them in the hamper! Question 6. If your toilet clogs, what item do you use to push everything down the drain and unclog it?
Oh, plunger!
Get the plunger! The toilet's clogged!
You have one in your bathroom.
We do have one.
We don't.
You don't have one in your bathroom because your bathroom is the one that our guests use most often. So we hide the plunger in our bathroom. That's true.
Why?
I don't know. Plungers are kind of gross, so I don't like people to see our plunger when they come visit.
I turn into Mario.
You turn into Mario when you use the plunger? You just become a plumber. It's me, a Mario. I need to unclog the toilet. Question 7. What tool is used to drive nails into wood?
Hammer.
A hammer.
Or a drill.
Well, a drill you use to put screws in. A hammer you use to hit nails in. And now, it's time for the final exam. Now remember, you've heard these questions in the previous rounds, but these were the hardest ones we've had. So use your memory and try to think back to what the answers are. Question 1. If you have bromidiosis, what part of your body stinks?
Your feet.
Question 2. What is the first sense to develop in a human?
Touch.
Question 3. Which big cat is known as the best tree climber?
Leopards.
Question 4. Which insect has 30,000 eye lenses compared to a human who only has one?
A dragonfly.
Question 5. What is the main ingredient of most hand sanitizers?
Alcohol.
Question 6. Which big cat is the only cat that lives in groups?
Lions.
Question 7. What natural substance is collected from farms and spread over fields as fertilizer for crops?
Manure.
And here come your shout-outs. Greatest Showman comes from Anson.
Thank you, Anson.
Tigers comes from Molly.
Thank you, Molly.
Zombies comes from Nora.
Thank you, Nora.
Descendants comes from Ursa.
Thank you, Ursa.
And now it is time for the birthday shout-outs. Our first birthday shout-out goes to Birdie Wall, who is turning 7. Happy birthday, Birdie. He's from Herefordshire in England. Jolly good Bertie. They listen every week after swimming. He loves math, Harry Potter, books, the seaside, and space. Those sound lovely, Bertie. I love talking in that accent. Bertie, you are 7 and you're from Herefordshire in England and you love math and Harry Potter and books and space and swimming and the seaside too. Happy birthday, Birdie. Our next shout out goes to listener Henry, who is turning 6. Happy birthday, Henry. They live in Germany, but they are originally from Clifton, Virginia. He is a rock star student at the International School of Westfalts. He is an incredible big brother to Ellie, and Henry knows every dinosaur fact ever. He is also an aspiring Quidditch player for Team Gryffindor. Henry, your mom, dad, and Ellie love you so much, and they are so proud of you. Henry, you are turning 6, and you live in Germany. You're a rock star student and an even better big brother. You know every dinosaur fact, and you hope to play Quidditch. I hope you're a seeker for Team Gryffindor, Henry. Happy birthday! Our next shout out goes to Clementine, who is turning 4. Happy birthday, Clementine. She loves Barbie, Bluey, donuts, and unicorns. She also loves her big brother River and her new little sister Janora. So cute! She is from Dantan, Texas. Happy birthday, Clementine. You are turning 4 years old. You love Barbie, Bluey, and donuts, and unicorns, and your brother River, and your sister Janora. Happy birthday, Clementine. Hope 4 is super awesome, and you have the best day ever. Happy birthday, Clementine! Our next shout out goes to listener West, who is from New Jersey. Happy birthday, West. He is turning 8. He loves Pokemon, his little brother Dell, playing guitar, the color red, and every Dave Pilkey book. Very cool. West, you're the best. And you are turning 8. You love Pokemon, your brother Dell, playing guitar and red. West, would you be a guest on our show? You could do some trivia about Dave Pilkey books. Happy 8th, West! Our next shout out goes to Michael, who is turning 8. Happy birthday, Michael! We went to their school in Pittsburgh in January. I hope we got to meet you, Michael. Michael loves art, books, Star Wars, Legos, and Pokemon. He plays baseball and deck hockey. He lives with his parents and 2 dogs, Oscar and Murray, who are cute mischief makers. His favorite food is tofu parm, and his favorite dessert is his mom's ricotta cheesecake. Yum. I want some of that. Michael, you're turning 8, and you live in Pittsburgh. You love art, books, and Star Wars, and Legos, and Pokemon, baseball, and deck hockey. You have 2 dogs named Oscar and Murray. They sound like they're trouble, but in a good way. Happy birthday, Michael, you're 8. Happy birthday! Our next shout out goes to listener Sanjana, who is turning 9. Happy birthday, Sanjana! She loves math, Harry Potter, anything to do with space, and softball. She has a goofy sense of humor, and this is a surprise shout out. Surprise, Sanjana! Happy birthday, Sanjana! You are turning 9 years old. You love math and Harry Potter and space and softball. Sounds like you are super funny. Hope you like this surprise. Happy birthday, Sanjana. Our next shout out goes to Flynn, who is turning 9. Happy birthday, Flynn. He is a talented artist and Lego builder. Flynn loves birds, nature, playing in the sand, Minecraft, and Hot Wheels. Your mom says she is very proud of you and the thoughtful and loving kid that you are. So great, Flynn. Flynn, it's your birthday and you're turning 9, and you're a really great artist. You love Legos and Minecraft, and birds and nature and playing in the sand. Happy 9th birthday, Flynn. You're awesome. Hope you have the best birthday there ever was. Happy birthday, Flynn. Our next shout out goes to Andrew, who is turning 7. Happy birthday, Andrew. He loves spending time with family, playing soccer, reading Dog Man, and above all, cats. Especially his own cat, Isabella. Andrew, you are turning 7 and you love spending time with family and you love playing soccer and reading Dog Man and most of all, you love your cat, Isabella. Happy birthday, Andrew. Our next shout out goes to Ella, who is from Athens, Georgia, and is turning 7. Happy birthday, Ella. She loves her friends, birthdays, stories, dolls, funny dances, and trips to the bakery with her mom. I, too, love the bakery. Happy birthday, Ella from Georgia. You're turning 7 and you love your friends. And birthday stories and dolls and funny dances. I hope the bakery makes you the biggest cake ever. The next shout out goes to listener Henry, who is from Pearland, Texas. Happy birthday, Henry. He is turning 7. He loves Pokemon, Mario, Sonic, playing chess, and his Nintendo Switch. His favorite book series are Dog Man and Captain Underpants, and he loves anything by Roald Dahl. Do 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 do. Henry, you're turning 7, and you are from Texas, and you love Pokemon and Mario and Sonic and chess and your Switch, and you love to read Dog Man and Captain Underpants. You love anything by Roald Dahl, and we wish you a happy birthday. Hope that it is the best day ever. Hey, Henry, do do do. That might have been the hardest one I've ever sung. The next shout out goes to Nora in Massachusetts, who is turning 6. Happy birthday, Nora. She loves her brother Owen, her two dogs Ruthie and Pacey, and her fish Moana. She loves unicorns, dinosaurs, and animals of all kinds. She loves drawing and painting, playing outside, and walking the dogs to the horse farm where she braids the horse's mane. That's awesome! And her favorite book series is Piggy and Elephant. I love those books too. Nora, it is your 6th birthday, and you love unicorns, dinosaurs, and animals. And you love drawing and painting and playing outside, and you walk your dogs to braid your horse's hair, and your brother Owen and your fish Moana. I hope you have the best birthday. It's gonna be super great. Happy birthday, Nora in Massachusetts. Happy birthday, Nora! Our next shout out goes to listener Harriet, who is turning 7. Happy birthday, Harriet! She loves animals, singing, swimming, her friends, and she does local community theater. Very cool! Harriet, you're 7, and you love animals and singing and swimming, and you do theater. Happy birthday, Harriet. Hope 7 will be heaven. Happy birthday, Harriet! Our last shout out goes to listener Miriam Oliver, who is turning 11. Happy birthday, Miriam. She is from Sulphur, Louisiana. She loves makeovers, watching anime, and spending time playing with babies and toddlers. She is polite and sweet beyond compare and has never met a stranger, treating everyone as a friend. That is so awesome, Miriam. What a great person you are. Happy birthday to our tender heart from Dad, Lindsay, Amelia, and Evelyn. Miriam, you are from Louisiana and you are turning 11 years old. You love to do makeovers. I would take one. You love to watch anime and spend time with the little ones. You are sweet and kind and polite to everyone. We wish you the very best birthday ever, Miriam. Happy birthday! And here is your conversation starter. Quinn, what are you looking forward to most once school is out?
Freedom to do whatever I would like.
Freedom!
Freedom!
Freedom! Not having to get up early!
Oh, yeah.
Going to bed later!
Yeah.
Freedom!
Oh,
Thank you for listening, everybody. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Trivia for Kids podcast. If you haven't done so already, please give us a 5-star review. Birthday shoutouts are for paid Patreon subscribers, so join our Patreon and you can get a birthday shoutout. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and follow our YouTube channel so you can see all of our live videos.